With a shutdown in the United States government, about 800,000 federal employees are not able to work. In northern West Virginia, area fishermen and women are also feeling that pinch. Beneduccio reports.
This weekend, a bass fishing tournament along the Monongahela River is scheduled to take place. Normally, contestants would be able to catch bass anywhere along the river between Fairmont and near Point Marion, Pennsylvania. But because of the government shutdown, the United States Corps of Engineers employees aren't able to open the locks during the weekend. So that will limit the ability of fishermen to travel up and down the river. Tim Mitchum is the president with Bass Nation West Virginia.
Once the government shut down, I received a message that they would not be able to honor that agreement that they had with us, and no fault of their own, because weekends is considered overtime for the Corps workers. So they are not allowed to pay anybody overtime during a furlough, which is essentially what they're doing with their staff there. They have to put them on furlough until this is over. So consequently, the locks will not be open for us.
Mitchum is frustrated because the Corps of Engineers and organizations like Bass of West Virginia have been negotiating for months to keep the locks open as much as possible during the tournament.
Now, a lot of people say, well, this is just a fishing tournament. Sure, it is. However, when you plan on something for over a year, which is what we have done, we have guys spending money in the area. We have guys coming to this area looking forward to fishing this event, and to have something like this happen at the last minute is not good. And we could have people not even show up to this tournament now because they're not going to want to fish in a congested area. So it could affect a lot of things. So, yeah, it's frustrating, but we have to deal with what we have to deal with.
The fishermen will be using only one section of the river for the tournament. Mitchum says it's better than nothing, but it's not that good either. Mitchum didn't want to move the tournament since several hotel rooms were already booked.
It's not the end of the world, but it's not an ideal situation, because when you have that many boats and that limited amount of space of water, it's difficult for guys to find fishing spots that aren't occupied or haven't been fished many times over and over. So Saturday should be an all right day. Sunday will probably be more difficult, and we'll probably see that in the number of fish being brought in for weigh-in.
But Mitchum says the tournament will go on and wants the public to come to enjoy 2 days of fishing. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Beneduccio in Morgantown.